We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Linear Islands. Mike, you were just talking to those lovely ladies. All of them from New York area?
Yeah, they're all from Mount Vernon, from parts of the Bronx and up in Westchester. And they had this adorable little dog. It's, again, little doodle. And I can't say no to a belly rub. Look at that little guy. Name was Pepper. Just about 4 months old. So they got a little puppy up here. I tell you what, bro, it's a great crowd. We've got a bunch of folks. Ran to a couple of our listeners have already been up to Hooters to see us, and now they're coming up to Lake Lanier. If you are lucky enough to have a boat up here, you know the drill. Come and join us, and you can moor over here and then join the party. Landshark will be here till 6 at Lake Lanier.
Yeah, we're hanging out. We got a great day, too. It's been beautiful up here. Hey, man, coming up, Steve Coonan. Also, you'll hear from Kirby Smart. But speaking of the dogs, they are practicing, and we got to find out the latest from our buddy Mike Griffith. Let's talk some dogs. So, Mike, where are we at now? What, two practices in? It's early. I know Kirby is pressing the fact that his team is young, and that's where I want to start because the talent is there, but they are a young team, and it takes time, right, for these things to come together. Mike and I were talking about what we need to see from Gunnar Stockton through the first three games. What's that look like for you? I mean, what does he have to do to prove, like, okay, he is, in fact, the guy, and we feel really confident enough that the Dogs can potentially win a national championship with Gunnar?
Yeah, I think that Alabama game is a big test. You know, I think we kind of – it sounds crazy, doesn't it, that we think the guy should win his first road start at Neyland Stadium in front of 100,000 people in his, what, fourth career start? Yeah, you're supposed to do that at Georgia. It's what you do against Alabama 2 weeks later, and then, oh, by the way, we're going to wait and see what happens against Texas in November. Presuming that you go on the road in October and win against an Auburn team that's got more weapons than they've had in years. So, yeah, we can get way far ahead if we want, but right now it's about staying healthy through this fall camp. I mean, Kirby said yesterday this is the healthiest they've been going into a year in 5 years, which is big. He talked about – this was not Kirby-like – talked about impressive testing numbers. Is this Kirby Smart hyping up his own team? I think it is. But then going out there and looking at him, I mean, these guys pass the eye test. They look good in uniform, I'll tell you that.
The defensive line, I mean, is that going to be the strength of this team?
Well, stopping the run needs to be the strength. I'd say the front seven needs to be the strength. I mean, those linebackers are freakish. I said they ought to call their linebacking corps the Justice League. I mean, they're all built like superheroes. The front four looks awesome. I mean, 3-4, depending on what we're going to call Jack linebacker. But, I mean, Elijah Griffin, it's not fair to hype up freshmen, but he's at Georgia, and they seem to just get these guys. And just looking at him, and I was looking at him and Christian Miller, you know, this guy's seasoned for the NFL, standing next to each other, they look like twins. And the guy's an incoming freshman. So you feel like the defensive line could be hungrier, quicker. You know the linebacking core is ridiculously talented and deep. And then the secondary, I mean, I like this. I like K.J. Bolden. I mean, if that guy's happy he flipped from Florida State to Georgia, by the way, I'd say so. I think defensively this is probably at least as good as they've been since 2022, in my opinion.
We're talking with Dog Nation's Mike Griffith here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Dogs are practicing. And look, there's just a lot. Did you take anything away from Kirby's first press conference? You know, he always tries to set the tone and talks about where they are. But was there something that stood out for you?
Yeah, he smiled. He really did. He smiled. I'm not kidding you. I think there's a picture of it somewhere. Kirby smiled in an opening. I mean, and I think he really likes these guys. And, you know, he says he likes all his teams. But, I mean, I think he genuinely likes the enthusiasm and the youth. I mean, that's the flip side, right? You always talk about, oh, you lose these veterans, these guys in the program. Not to say that, you know, winning SEC championships gets old or anything. But there have been a lot of old war horses that have been around for a minute. You know, maybe Kirby's pep talks, you know, they've heard this one before. But now there's a lot of, 54% of the roster, first or second year guys, responding to the message. I mean, it was just a few months ago he said these guys didn't know how to practice and got offended when they got coached. Now they're embracing it. And one thing he said really caught me was that these guys hold each other accountable. You know, there's a reluctance now with young players not to kind of get on each other's ass. They're afraid they're going to hurt somebody's feelings. I don't think that's going to be an issue with this team. I think these guys realize, hey, you know, you look around the room and somebody's got to get this done. And if they don't work hard together, all you got to do is flash back to last year. I mean, it took 8 overtimes to beat mediocre Georgia Tech. It's kind of an oxymoron, isn't it? Mediocre Georgia Tech.
Oh, now you've done it.
They only beat by 1 point. I mean, it wasn't like Georgia just blew everybody out of the water. I mean, Ole Miss handed it to them on the road. So I think they realize they can't just roll the ball out there and play. And, you know, the G on the helmet stands for something. There's a lot of work to be done in an SEC that looks as deep as ever to me.
Talking with Mike Griffith, the guys from Dog Nations. We're live from Landshark Bar and Grill at Lake Lanier, Margaritaville. The wide receiver position was kind of interesting. We mentioned earlier in the week, Drew Butler, former Georgia kicker, was talking to Matthew Stafford. And I don't know how much time he's got to watch USC, but he was raving about Zachariah Branch. So is he going to be an X factor for this offense?
Yeah, Drew knows that he's not too far off from the collective business. He knows where the money's at. And this is the highest. This is supposedly the highest valuation guy, translation highest paid guy, on the Georgia team. And Kirby's not going out there and throwing money around for nobody. You know that. He wouldn't pay to keep Carson Beck. So, you know, he's going to make sure that he's going to pay for a guy like Zach Branch. And he's a joystick player. I mean, the guy's juice. He's electric. It's too early to, you know, put him in the same sentence with a guy like Ladd McConkey. But, look, if he's quick and he gets open and he makes yards after the catch, I mean, and he catches the ball, how's that for a change? That will give this Georgia offense a chance to have that sort of player that can take it to the house, you know, the home run speed from anywhere on the field, and a guy that defenses have to worry about. That safety, he can't creep up on the line. You got a guy like Zach Branch run by out of the slot. You're in trouble.
You know, I'm curious because I think you were there in Charlotte when Carson Beck had that interaction with Coach Mark Richt.
Yeah.
And Richt was talking about – and describe to our listeners what happened, because you're talking about guys getting paid at Georgia. It's going on everywhere. We know this. NIL's changed the game. But it was a funny comment by Coach Richt. What went down there? Because everybody's wondering what Carson Beck is going to do at Miami.
Right.
And I thought Coach Richt hit him right in the gut.
Well, I think he's going to do big things. And it's funny, you know, I actually interviewed Mark a few minutes before that. He told me the joke a little differently. I said, hey, man, can you think about it? I mean, both you and Carson, you guys both went from Georgia to Miami. And Mark said, yeah, but I couldn't afford to drive a car like he had. I said, oh, man, that's a great joke. You need to tell it. He did.
Right.
He modified it. He said, I didn't make as much as you. And you know what? Let me tell you, back fell on the sword. You know, he said, look, I made some mistakes last year. You know, and at times I was selfish. And he said, and, you know, that's something you learned from. And, you know, loved Georgia. Loved everything Kirby and Georgia did for me. It was time for a new chapter. And, you know, talking to Mario Cristobal, he goes, I like it. He goes, I like it. He goes, the guy messed up. He knows what's important now. He gets it. I mean, you know, hey, don't put your car on Instagram. Nobody wants to see a picture of your girlfriend in Miami. Don't do those things. Not good when you're a team leader. Okay, Carson's got it. He's got 1 year to audition for the NFL, ton of talent, one of the best offensive lines in the country. As far as Mark, I mean, Mark gets it. Mark said, look, this guy was at Georgia 5 years. He's always going to be a part of it. He's got rings on his fingers from championships. Is
true.
A member of this pro. He's always going to be a part of Georgia, and people got to kind of relearn that now. People say, oh, he's not a dog. He spent 5 years there and graduated. That's more than 99% of the fan base has done for Georgia. So, I mean, it's you know, it's different. It's unique. You know, this new era of college football, the guys moving around. But Rick gets it. Rick understands it. Like I said, he finished his career in Miami. And don't forget, that was his alma mater. So it's interesting to hear Mark talk about Miami and Georgia. Clearly, he loves Georgia, lives up here in this area. But I think he's optimistic about what Carson can do for the Hurricanes, too.
Hey, real quick, just to follow up on Beck, are we sure his arm is good to go? It's basically, yeah. Isn't it the same kind of thing that Brock Purdy went through?
Well, no, it wasn't. I don't know if it was reconstructive. I don't think it was quite as serious as some of the other injuries. So he was actually throwing end of April. So he's 100. I'll tell you, I was talking to one of the Miami teammates about Carson, and he was telling me he's committed. I thought I'd do a little homework, help somebody out. I said, well, what do you think? He didn't want to talk about Georgia Tech. I said, why don't you want to talk about Georgia? He said, I don't want to. And I looked at him, I said, oh, my gosh, they lost to Georgia. Oh, no wonder. It's a touchy subject yep. with these Miami Hurricanes. Oh, yeah. They got to learn how to beat Georgia Tech.
Well, the coach got to learn how to finish a game. Yeah. Cristobal, that's the one he blew down there at the Hard Rock.
He did. He gave that one away. He literally did. Oh, hey, Mike Griffith joining
Clemson
us here.
Thank you. Yeah. Clemson fans say thank you very much. Yeah.
Joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, talking Dogs, guys. Practices are underway. We're counting down to the start of the dog season. And it's not going to be too long before we're talking about, as he mentioned, Tennessee, I think, is going to be their first real challenge. Mike, you agree with that, right? I don't want to chalk up wins. Kirby's not going to take anybody lightly.
He says Bama. Mike is looking past the Vols, Carl.
So you are? Are you looking past the Vols that third week of the season?
I mean, I don't know about looking past the Vols, but you asked me what he needed to do to prove himself, and they've won 8 in a row against Tennessee, so that's kind of in the business-as-usual category. I think there's going to be skeptics until he beats Alabama. And, Alabama, by the way, they got to prove they can beat Kirby Smart, because they beat him everywhere else, but they didn't beat Kirby between the hedges yet. True. And there's a lot of Georgia fans that have been waiting on the Crimson Tide to come back to Athens after, 10 years, I guess, somebody in the SEC office, the sandwich tray left the room, and they decided maybe it's time for Alabama to come to Athens for a football game again.
Mike Griffith from Dog Nation, I ask your compadre about this all the time, so I'll ask you, talking about, and that's Connor Riley, about the O-line. Do you believe in this offensive line? Are they going to be able to set the run game so you take some pressure off Gunner and when you do get in the meat of the season?
I think so. I mean, I think Drew Bobo is underestimated at center. I mean, I like this guy. This guy's smart. This guy's great in the open field, and he's a quarterback on the offensive line. And, there's so much to be said for the calls that get made at the line and making sure everybody stays in order. They've got a lot of talent there. Come on now. Georgia's not usual, normal, average when it comes to recruiting. They have the talent stockpiled. They got big bodies out there. These guys have been in the weight room. Like I said, I went out there yesterday, and it didn't look like you didn't point and somebody said, oh yeah, this guy's going to be good when he grows into his body or loses. Everybody looks ready to go, and they pass the sniff test, the eyeball test, whatever you want to call it. If guys catch the ball, it's not second and 10 every other series because receivers are dropping passes. They catch the ball, they get into workable situation where it's second and 5, third and 2, and all of a sudden, oh my goodness, you can run the ball. You can run the ball, you've got balance. You got balance, you can play action. You got play action, your tight ends get involved. It's as simple as execution. And last year, the very important facet of catching the ball was missing. If Georgia catches the ball, they beat Alabama by 2 touchdowns on the road last year. It's as simple as that. Get guys that can catch the football. And right now, they've got a lot. Noah Thomas came in. Colby Young is back. You guys already mentioned Branch. Dylan Bell feels like he's got something to prove. London Humphreys, he's studied the Vanderbilt transfer. This guy's a flyer. They've got weapons. C.J. Wiley. I mean, there's so much talent in that receiver core. And if Gunner can get him the ball on time, make the right reads, there's no reason to believe this team can't make another run.
Okay, Mike, and I agree with everything you're saying because, look, you got to be able to throw the ball vertically and stretch the field. But what about the run game? The Dogs still, I don't think for the last 2 years, have run the ball the way we like or expect them to run the football. That's got to be a big part of this as well, right?
Well, don't tell Texas that because they got to see the version of Georgia that had a healthy Trevor Etienne. I mean, remember last year there were times when Etienne was out and Rod Robinson right. got hurt early, that they only had one scholarship running back at times last year. So that factored into the play calling as well. So instead of pounding it down somebody's throat, you're throwing those quick little passes, the right. quote-unquote extended run game, except receivers didn't catch it. And so you were lacking, that element. I feel like they're stockpiled back there. I feel like there's some good backs there. I think the personnel and the health, and that was what Kirby stressed yesterday, was that health. I mean, you put 3 or 4 scholarship running backs in the room at Georgia, you're usually some pretty good runners back there. You'd like to see Frazier take the next step. You'd like to think Rod Robinson is back healthy, but I don't have any reason to believe that he won't be.
Hey, before we cut you loose, I know that everybody's talking about the parity, but it just seemed like Texas does have a lot more loot. Everything's bigger in Texas, including the payoffs. But they still got the weak spot, the blind spot.
That's a hater comment.
They've still got an Achilles heel. The name, Steve Sarkisian. Do you think he gets over the hump? Because it seems like there's a learning curve for everybody, but do you feel that Texas, if they do fall short, it's because of Sarkisian?
You know, no, I don't. I mean, I think Sark is a good coach, and, you know, when he was the Bama – no, he wasn't the head coach. When he was the Bama offensive coordinator, they were throwing for over 400 on a pretty good Georgia defense. I think the guy's a good football coach. I think he had a quarterback that was semi-injured last year in Quinn Ewers. Maybe you can say he should have pulled the trigger on Arch Manning a little bit sooner and put him out there with that mobility. I don't know. We'll never really know what Arch would have been able to do last year. But there's a lot of talent at Texas and a lot of talent stockpile. They won a lot of big football games. I can't just say it's Steve Sarkisian. I think he's a good play caller. I'm not such a smart guy behind the podium, though, when he says there's only so much money to go around and tries to paint himself as a sympathetic figure. That was probably one of the biggest bloopers in SEC Media Day's history there. But, I like the guy. I think there's a great collection of talent. They've got tradition. They've got everything in place. They just ran into this roadblock with a G on it last year, twice. Take away those two games, and, you know, I actually thought they didn't win, but I thought they played, pretty tough in the playoffs.
They needed those games to get to this season, to know what it means and what it feels like to play in those games. It's the advantage Georgia's had pretty much over everybody, like Alabama used to. You get in those big games and how your kids respond. Hey, man, great stuff. Mike Griffith, appreciate you. Check him out, Dog Nation. We'll be in contact, man, as camp continues. Good stuff, man. Happy weekend.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
Cool. You too. It is Dukes and Bell, guys, broadcasting live, Lake Lanier Islands, Margaritaville. We're here at the Land Shark Bar. And Mike and I mentioned this. I just want to mention this story again. We got Guy Talk coming up. Also, Kirby's conversation with the steakhouse, which you'll hear here in less than 5 minutes. But the NFL and ESPN have reached a blockbuster agreement. Here's the kicker. And again, it's not officially been announced. But just so you kind of get a sense of what's going on, this is going to include, and the service they're saying is going to cost $30. Okay. But it's going to allow subscribers, because here's the question we got. If I have ESPN on my current DirecTV or whatever, right, do I have to do the streaming thing? From what we're hearing, the answer is no. If you already have ESPN, but if you don't and you want all this product, you're going to have to subscribe to their direct customer. And it's going to allow subscribers to bypass cable or satellite providers to watch ESPN programming. But, Mike, we're talking about NFL Network, Red Zone, 7 more regular season games, NFL fantasy football business, as well as potential to integrate special features, including betting. So that is what this is. This, and I don't want to call it a merger because, again, it's a deal that's being done, and basically
Well, ESPN just gobbled up. The NFL Network's been, they've been looking to dump their network.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
For equity, though.
Right. But this, NFL's been looking to dump their TV stuff for about a year and a half now.
But this is not, again, potentially worth billions, but it's right. Really about equity, investment into what's going on. All right, man, we got guy talk coming up, Mike.
That means they're going to have Stephen A. and Pat McAfee sweeping the floors, and I guess when it snows out there, they'll be sweeping the snow off the front door. They'll be doing everything. Well, so you're going to have no money for anything else up there.
Well, there are a lot of folks at NFL Network who do pretty well. And right. So now you're talking about
– how does that cross over?
Correct. It's not. There's a lot of that.
What Kirby had to say in the steakhouse, is Vegas being rejected by millennials? We'll explain coming up.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.